There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, it's another week of Where's Waldo? I mean, where's TMB? Ty Bollinger, where are you, my friend?
I'm in parts unknown, Texas, with Dr. Irvin Sawney at this moment. We just finished up another day of, actually the last day, I think, of filming for the Global Quest coming out in October.
So you need to have a wrap party. What are you going to drink?
Probably some organic coconut water that we're sipping on here. That's probably what I'll have.
I got that, too, actually. Our good friend, Dr. Dan Kuntz, who's a wonderful natural doctor here in Phoenix, is hosting me today at his store, and it's really great at Healthy Habit Health Foods. And we're having a good time talking about all kinds of things. I was looking forward to catching up with you, of course, as we do, but I only wish I could join you at the wrap party then.
Yeah, it was really good today to get all of the filming finally done, the interviews finally done. And, you know, got a couple of really exciting sections filmed at the very last of me with the TTAC camera team just sitting around and talking about the travels across the globe. And we kind of went from city to city and let people go with us on the trip to recount our journey. So that was a really good idea that Irv had, Dr. Sawney, last night. And so we did that, and I think that'll be kind of a neat little bonus at the end of the Global Quest when people get a chance to see us kind of going through it day by day.
Well, seriously, Ty, you must have enough footage to run, like, 2 months straight without running out of interviews.
Well, you know, that's actually going to be the problem, RSB. It's a blessing in disguise, or it's a blessing and a curse at the same time. Because I have so much footage now that, you know, for the next 2 months, I'm going to be in our basement just working 10-hour days plus just in scripting and editing these things. So it's a lot of footage, 200 hours probably of footage that we have to condense down to about 10.
Wow.
It's going to be a challenge. But he better use all my footage.
Well, no, I'm definitely on the cutting room floor, I'm thinking.
No, I think Dr. Irv and Sonny and RSB are both going to make several appearances in the final cut.
Excellent. Well, you know what I need to do is you need to invite me up and we can do some ping pong to break up the monotony of you in your basement doing all these edits.
That sounds like fun. Yeah, that was fun when you and Nancy and the kiddos got a chance to visit playing ping pong.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's amazing. Just amazing what you've done, young man. You've done well.
Well, I appreciate it, RSB. And, you know, this week was very interesting for us because as we wrapped up, we got an interview Monday with Cassandra Steve from Connecticut, the 17-year-old that shared her story with us on video. Actually, it was the first video interview that she's given. And shared her story of being surrounded by a dozen cop cars and being forced into chemotherapy, strapped to a gurney, a dozen people in her room forcing her down, and she got a port in her chest and then was forced chemotherapy for 5 months with them threatening to starve her and not feed her if she didn't comply. So just a really amazing interview that we got that will be part of the Global Quest. I won't go into any more details because I don't want to spoil some of the stuff that you'll see, but really amazing information from Cassandra. And then we just went on the tour from there on Monday to see Dr. Stephen Clayman and Mike Adams, the health ranger, at the end of the day, gave an incredible interview. And yesterday we got Dr. Brzezinski again and Dr. Ed Group in Houston, and then came here to get Dr. Butter, Rash's Butter, earlier today, and then Dr. Funny.
Nice. Dr. Batar was there. I'm sure you guys had a great time. Hey, listen, just to go back to the first quest for the cures, truth about cancer, I just had a man that flew all the way from Switzerland to come see me here in Phoenix, Arizona, because he – He read your book cover to cover, Ty, Step Outside the Box, and he said he wanted me to let you know that he appreciated your work so much and the quest for the cures. And then he saw me in the first one. He says, I gotta meet that guy. He can help me. And so I met him, and he's enjoyed thoroughly the Unlock the Power to Heal book that we both wrote together. And it's just phenomenal how small the world has become because of the outreach of what you've done and what we're doing here with the show, getting information where it would never have reached before.
Yeah, it really is amazing. For guys like you and I that are doing this kind of outreach and trying to change the world, it helps when you get the positive affirmation from someone that says, thanks for what you're doing, right? And so that's always a blessing to get somebody to tell you thanks that they notice what you're doing.
Yeah, and this guy, by the way, is 82 years old. I'm not naming names here, but in great health, except for, you know, some minor issues that could be major if we don't correct them. But he's very smart. He's seen a lot in his history. He's been alive long enough to be, you know, alive when they were, you know, bombing, flying over Switzerland into Germany. You know, the Allied troops, you know, he's telling me that they could feel the bombs go off. I mean, that's the kind of history that this guy has seen. And yet he sees through the medical industrial complex very clearly. And he doesn't go to doctors. He looks for people that are holistically inclined and really respect nutrition and detoxification.
Yeah, that's neat, man. I had no idea that he was 82 years old. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, definitely he's got the strength of a heartbeat of a man much younger than him, and I think he'll do just fine. But anyway, it's just, again, that's a fascinating side story, but I wanted to bring that up just so you know. Not that you need encouragement, but you've been working hard to let you know that you are making such an impact.
Well, thank you, RSB. I appreciate it, buddy. That's awesome.
How long is my what? What are you? I'm getting some weird questions here in the health food store. That's rather rude, Tyler. I hope you weren't asking what I think you were asking. The what break?
What's going on?
Oh, you see, I don't have those things that say on the air. And my good buddy Tyler is taking me around here. He's just trying to distract me while I'm on the air with you, Ty Bollinger. That's just so funny. I will get him on the break. I will get you. And he's as big as you, Ty, so he's pretty scary.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Well,
all right. Go ahead. No, you go ahead, Ty.
I was just to say, one of the interesting things that has been really on the forefront of everyone's discussions these last few days is this, you know, Dr. Fattah that was sentenced to 45 years. I know we've talked about it on the show before, but I got Dr. Sawney and Dr. Bittar to both comment about this today, and it was just, it's just shocking that still to me that you have a guy that's prescribing chemo to people that don't even have cancer, and then really it seems to be an under sentence to only get 45 years when he was responsible for killing people.
Right. It should be, you know, if they could assess how many years he's stolen from all the people by putting them on chemotherapy when they didn't even have cancer. He probably would have gotten a lot more years than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Really sad. But and I got a chance to talk to both Dr. Bittar and Dr. Sawney about that. And actually, when I told Dr. Bittar about it today, he's been so busy with other things. He was not familiar that he had been sentenced. And I don't even think he really knew about the case at that point until I mentioned it to him. So I got some really good emotion from him because this was brand new to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't aware that Fattah even was doing this.
You think the thing about our good buddy Dr. Bittar is that he doesn't know what's going on until he's on the show. Then suddenly he's like, "Oh, really? I had no idea." But he's always good. He always brings it. You know, so I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. The commentary.
Yeah, yeah, and we were supposed to start this morning at 9 o'clock, and so we started at 9 o'clock on the nose, right, RSB, with Bittar here.
With Bittar here, you mean 9 p.m.
Well, we started around 10:15.
That sounds more like it.
But it wasn't all his fault. I had to stop and get a few snacks and stuff for the day because we had the whole camera team here. So part of it was my fault, but he was about half an hour late.
Hey, well, real quick, speaking about cancer, I know we've been chatting and catching up, which is great. Monsanto says it's going to set up an expert panel to review the WHO findings about cancer linked to its herbicide, glyphosate.
They're going to set up a panel to determine if the WHO declaring glyphosate as a probable carcinogen was accurate?
Correct, yeah, because you know they're going to be unbiased about it. It's Monsanto.
Oh, yeah. They'll be unbiased about this like they were unbiased with the Sterilini study that they fabricated, the other studies to show that they didn't fabricate them, they just performed them incorrectly and didn't let the rats beyond the corn long enough to get the tumors. So we couldn't rely on them that then. So what makes us think that we can rely on them now when it comes to this glyphosate?
Well, and there's so many carcinogens floating around, and most of them are being applied to lawns, and then the people are eating whatever's been grown on them. Glyphosate, of course, is a probable carcinogen, we know, not a possible one. In fact, I think it is for sure. But now 2,4-D, this other one, 2,4-D, a weed killer, is also being linked to cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2,4-D. And didn't that go back, some ingredient in 2,4-D, didn't it go back to Vietnam and Agent Orange?
Yeah, I think that's a Dow chemical.
Okay. Yeah, I think that there's something in the 2,4-D that is a chemical molecule away from Agent Orange, I believe, or even equivalent to it.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Robert, why are we surprised at these stories? Why are we surprised that we're spraying all of our food with toxic pesticides and herbicides and things that are getting us sick? You know, these stories are becoming just the stories of the day. They're par for the course. They're the norm now instead of being the exception to the rule. And that's why, you know, that's why we're all so sick, because of this toxic world.
Yeah. And if we look at the Cassandra case that you talked about, people are shocked to hear about that, but that you interviewed her and she's describing being surrounded by police, forced and held down to be given chemotherapy against her will at the age of 17 in America. Police state USA for the medical industrial complex. I mean, it becomes shocking. And I know a lot of friends, some of my big government liberal loving friends, that will say, no, that's not real. She's making that up. No, you just try not to do chemotherapy if you're a kid. You know, your parents say, we don't want it, and the kid doesn't want it. And they will take your kids away and force them as if it's a medical church that the state has sanctioned as the official religion of the United States, modern medicine, that they would force a child, put a port in her, and threaten to starve her to death if she didn't take chemo. This is what is happening in a police state, medical police state America.
Yeah, it really is. And the whole time Cassandra was being abused this way, she told them every day, I do not consent to this chemotherapy. I do not consent. And every day they pumped it into her against her consent. Mm-hmm. Because she wasn't the magical age.
This is why, whether you're a political left or political right, you've got to remember, and at certain points in history, both sides of the political equation knew that the enemy was not each other, but it was big government, right? One day it's on your side, the next day it's against you. And if they can force you or your kids into getting chemo, or in California, force you to get vaccinated against your will, we got a problem. And they're coming after you adults in California next. Look out. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. We're going to do some cannabis updates when we come back. At least that's the plan, or we might forget about it. Who's doing cannabis? We'll find out after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the movement back to cannabis. A plant that, God created, not Monsanto, it's on. The move back to cannabis is on. And there are some people upset with that. The federal government's at a loss as to what to do. 24 states now, District of Columbia, varying forms of legalization from full-on to medical. And they don't know what to do to stop it. So the people that don't like this plant, they call it the evil weed, they're getting crafty. And Ty Bollinger, TMB, is here to help us understand what ways they're attacking the cannabis industry.
Well, RSB, this is not surprising to those of us that follow this industry, the cannabis industry, because they're trying to stamp it out any way possible because it's competing with a lot of other different industries that are controlling our government. Mm-hmm. But one of the ways they're trying to do it now is through saying that marijuana businesses cannot deduct ordinary and necessary business expenses. So, and you don't have to be even a very good CPA to understand what that means. You pay taxes in the United States if you're a corporation, let's say, on net income, which is your gross revenues, like, you know, your total sales, mm-hmm. less you get to deduct expenses associated with that, such as inventory costs and payroll costs and other costs that are attributable to that income, right? It's ordinary and necessary in the production of that income. Well, now the IRS is saying, if you're a cannabis manufacturer, if you grow weed, they're saying, that you can't deduct any expenses. So let's say that the cannabis growers are selling $1,000 a year in cannabis, just to make the math easy.
Okay.
But let's say that in order to get the plant to market, and they've got shipping costs, they've got payroll costs, labor costs, they've got costs for the seeds, they've got water, that they've got to be fertilizing the soil, you name it. There's all these costs associated. Let's say they amount to 50% of that. So $500 are costs associated with it. Well, for everyone else in the world, it's a business. You get to pay tax only on $500. You know, $1,000 minus $500 expenses equals $500 of net. You pay it on net. Well, they're saying, no, you got to pay tax on $1,000. You don't get to deduct any of the expenses, which in essence could break a business. Let's say instead of $50, your expenses were $70, which is 30% gross profit margin is pretty normal. If you have a 30% margin, then you make $1,000, then you only have $300 you have to pay tax on. Well, if you get taxed on the whole $1,000, if you're in a 30% bracket, you get to pay $300 tax. That means you got no cash left.
Wow.
They just basically bankrupted the industry by doing this, if this holds.
Well, this was a Ninth Circuit Court appeals or a decision. So the question is, does this next go up to the Supreme Court? My feeling on this is that since the federal government doesn't want to acknowledge the existence of this industry, why should they pay any federal taxes? I mean, they should make this a state issue and say, screw off again, similar to other other scenarios, like, for instance, in California, where they banned kids from going to school now who are not vaccinated because they've eliminated philosophical and religious exemptions. So why should those families pay any taxes to support the public school system? They can't send their kids there, so I think it's only fair.
I agree. That is fair. Unfortunately, you know, that what's going on today in the United States is not necessarily fair or equitable or anywhere close to moral or right.
The question is whether it's applicable. Of course, that's always been a big question, and that gets into very controversial territory, of course.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But bottom line is, this article, they're trying to bankrupt the industry by making them subject to the tax on gross income rather than net income. And it could literally, if they try to enforce it and people actually pay these taxes, these companies could go under.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to get the best CBD that's available in all 50 states without permission of the federal government, you can get them in health food stores, or you can get it directly at Cannavest.com, CannavestCom. And they have a special deal for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. And you just enter RSB50 when you go to their website or when you call them. And they will give you buy one, get one free, equivalent of 50% off. That's a good deal as opposed to the one that the IRS is trying to impose on the cannabis industry.
RSB.
Still with me, Ty?
Yeah, I just kind of lost you there for a second, man. Sorry.
No worries. We've got a lot more to do. We're about at the bottom of the hour here. I want to talk about Senator Richard Pan, who was the initial author of the SB 277, that forced vaccination campaign that has succeeded thus far for the big pharma. And he was caught lying. Also, a fifth holistic doctor dies mysteriously in Florida. What the hell is going on? Ty Bollinger, we might hear from your buddy, Dr. Irvin Sawney, in this next segment. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to hear from Dr. Sawney.
All right, stick with us. Outside the Box continues after this brief break. What's going on with Senator Pan, the liar?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, most of you all know by now that California has gone straight to medical fascism. Do not pass go, but do collect at least $200,000 or something along those lines for those who voted yes on SB 277, including the author, the claimed author, Dr. Richard Pan, who is a pediatrician. And those are the most dangerous of all the doctors because they indiscriminately inject children with mercury-containing, aluminum-containing, aborted fetal tissue-containing, formaldehyde-containing, need I go on, antibiotic-containing injections known as vaccines. Dr. Pan says it wasn't enough to have like 95, 96, 97% of children vaccinated in California. We need to get 110% of them. And that's what they did with SB 277. He took a lot of money from Big Pharma, but also lied while he was being queried about this bill. Were there safer alternatives? Are there aborted fetal cells in vaccines? Ty Bollinger, Dr. Irvin Sani, joining us now. We're outside the box on this issue.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, this is Irvin Sani. And I'll throw Ty on in a second. But, you know, this is just another example of our liberties, you know, being stripped away as we've seen them eroded so rapidly. And it's sad. You know, and I'll tell you the truth as a physician, Robert, mm-hmm. that most pediatricians really, they're very, very good people. In fact, all the people who go into medicine, those are people who, you know, get remunerated less in many cases. It depends on their practice and really are going into that field not expecting to make nearly as much money as other doctors. And so, you know, I know a lot of pediatricians and they're good people. You know, now they're going to follow the law. And the problem is, as we in medical school, we were all indoctrinated with the propaganda. And so, you know, we believe that the way to heal people is through pharmaceuticals. And this is just, of course, vaccines being an extension of that. And so, you know, if it's really the lawmakers that I would blame. It's the doctors like him. Now, he's obviously not what I would consider a regular, you know, pediatrician. This is an evil guy if he's accepting money and mm-hmm. falsifying information. Unfortunately, there's always bad apples in every bunch. Most pediatricians are very good people. This guy does not sound like a very good person.
Now, let me ask. You guys were hanging out with Dr. Bitar earlier today. And I sometimes try to be nice to physicians like you just did, Dr. Irvin Sani, and he just lambasts me when I say that. You're being way too nice to them because they should know better and they should not be willing to subject these children to such dangerous practices. Now, granted, as you said, they've been indoctrinated. We know that, and I try to cut them some slack on this issue. But I think that it's not hidden. They've just not gone below the surface on this issue to recognize it, and when they're confronted with it, it's almost too shocking. They go into a state of cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, you know, I think they really don't necessarily believe that the vaccines are bad. I think they really believe, I think most pediatricians, and I don't think they're evil for believing this, it's just what they're told. This is not the, you know what the position of the pharmaceutical companies is, and from a medical legal standpoint, that's who we have to basically be scared of.
Yeah, again, that comes back to the dangerousness of licensure, where they own and control you. And, of course, the indebtedness for most physicians coming out of medical school, sometimes it's a quarter million, sometimes it's a half a million or more, and you better do what they say or else you're going to lose your ability to ever pay back that loan, much less have a decent life for yourself.
Oh, and they keep you in a great deal more fear than that. You know, recently the big trend now, and it's doctors' fault, is that all the power is being shifted to the insurance companies and the hospitals. And I can tell you, you know, we don't really probably get into this today, but there's definitely a push that by the government and, of course, by the hospitals and the corporations to make all doctors be employees. And I'm watching that happen very rapidly before my eyes. They definitely do not want to see the individual entrepreneurial, independent doctor. And patients are going to lose a lot when that, you know, collapses completely.
Dr. Sani, you're right. This is what my uncle, the doctor, God rest his soul, he's no longer with us. He died of the treatment for cancer years ago, much like many of Ty's family. And he warned me, he said, this is where medicine is going, and everybody eventually will be employees of the government because it's going to be a government system. That's what their intent is. That's what I believe Obamacare was all about. It was never to succeed. It was to fail into socialism.
Absolutely. It's a planned failure. It's absolutely a planned failure to collapse the currency as we reach somewhere in the mid-25 trillions in terms of national debt, and there's going to be a point of no return, and they will, then the whole country will, you know, again, I don't know if this is the topic you want to talk about, but you're right. It's almost like a planned socialism. They're planning a socialism.
Yeah, well, again, from the lies of Senator Pan to talking about the larger scheme, if you will, to make every medical doctor an employee of the federal government or the state government subsidiary of the federal government, it's a fascinating discussion. And we talk about the holistic doctors, the individual doctors, the doctors who have broken out of the limiting paradigm of pharmaceuticals as a treatment for everything. There's a word about a fifth holistic doctor dying in Florida. He was only 33 years of age. And if I'm not mistaken, is this, Dr. Baron Holt, D.C.? Is this Dr. Bruce Hedendahl? I knew Dr. Hedendahl. This is appearing now on our good friend Aaron Elizabeth's site, Health Nut News. And I know, Ty, you've been talking with Aaron about this. There's some mysterious things going on the attacks and deaths of holistic and integrative medical doctors.
Yeah, no, Ty stepped away for a second, but there absolutely is definitely something, five doctors in what, 2 months?
Yeah.
One and a half months? Yeah, I mean, you know, this is probably, there's going to be some conspiracy behind this, but, well, I mean, somebody shot himself in the chest with a shotgun, and he's at the bottom of a lake, and no one's questioning it? Is it suicide? I mean, that's just, you know, bizarre.
Yeah, and that was after Autism One when I saw that doctor. He was in great spirits. There was no indication of any problem whatsoever. Dr. Bradstreet, that is. Let's see, two chiropractors tragically died the same day in the same state, come 2 days after the death of Dr. Bradstreet, who was found in a river in North Carolina with a gunshot wound to the chest. Previously, Dr. Bradstreet had lived and practiced in the East Coast, on the East Coast of Florida. And, you know, this is, it's just raising a question. Is this a warning sign to all doctors? Don't stray from the pharmaceutical construct? Or are these just some kind of strange random happenstance that happened to be all apparently connected in some way? I don't know what to make of this at this point, but I know there is a great desperation that more and more people are waking up to recognize the danger of the medical monopoly and moving toward holistic and integrative medicine. And is this, I mean, are they willing to do this? If we look back at the history of monopolies, particularly industrial monopolies, there have been cases where it's not only about espionage, but murder is involved.
RSV TMV back right here. I just swapped off from Dr. Sawney. I don't know. I mean, I saw this story today and was pretty alarmed. You know, is it possible that this is all a coincidence?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. But also it's possible that it's not. So, you know, it wouldn't, if they'd done it before, why wouldn't they do it again? That was one of the quotes that Dr. Rath said in our interview in the Netherlands when he was talking to us about the Nazis in World War II and the atrocities that have been done to people and under the name of medicine or science or whatever. And he said, they've done it before. Why wouldn't they do it again? So that's my question in this situation, because I think they've done it before. Maybe they're doing it again. I don't know. But it sure does. It smells suspicious.
If we do not learn from history, are we doomed to repeat it? And the point is, many of us grew up in an America where, sure, there's crime, but it's more of random acts of violence. Occasionally there are disasters that occur. But to actually believe or perceive there are people on Earth that are so evil that would attack and kill you simply because they don't like what you're doing in a more systematic way, well, of course, the Nazi atrocities in the 20th century are something that fall into that category. To pretend that that doesn't happen in the 21st century just because we have the Internet, I mean, that's absurd as well. So I think we have to take... Go ahead.
No, I mean, I agree. I think it is absurd as well. But, you know, is it possible that these things are happening again? I mean, let's keep your ears and your eyes open, because let's look and see if we see a seventh here in the next week.
Well, and what I say, walk with God, Spirit, whatever it is you believe and perceive, because, you know, as much as we are defenders of the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, there's a plus factor here that you know, that no amount of arms can penetrate nor, overthrow. And that's a connection to the source of all sources. And I want to encourage all y'all to not give in to the fear, to stand strong and stay true to what is correct and right and what your mission is and what your passion is. And don't be intimidated out of it because of these strange occurrences.
I agree completely. And that's the my and Charlene's position. 100%, Robert. And we've been through the other side. We've been through the fear, and we've been through the alarm, and now we're at the point we just do what's right and trust God to keep you safe, and I think you will.
Well, and look at all of the reported raids on health food stores, on raw food places, and the government comes in not with feathers to tickle you, but with AKs or whatever they carry now, full-on body armor, to go after people that have raw milk and raw cheese, for instance. So think about the use of force and how it has been used to intimidate and frighten and fear. Would they now take it to that next level? How many times have we had to report tragic stories of police officers, and we're not impugning every police officer any more than we impugn every doctor when we talk about these stories, but the violence that's resulting in the deaths of innocent civilians?
Yep, it is. It is resulting in the death of innocent civilians. Some of the things we see today in the United States, some of the things that we see, that these abuses of power, mm-hmm. some of these things are mind-boggling for those of us that grew up, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago that thought this was the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, it still is in certain ways, but there's a lot of the freedoms that are being eroded now. And that's why, you know, at this point, one of the things that Dr. Buttar said today in the interview is, you know, let's get up and stand up for what's right. Don't
let's not be passive and let them run all over us. Look for opportunities to stand up against what's going on. You know, for instance, I don't know if you knew, you haven't talked about it. I know you know about Jay Helm, but Jay Helm started today, and it was one of the big things was centered here in Bastrop, Texas, which is just an hour north. It's real close to where Mike's at up there outside of Austin. And there's a whole group of basically ex-military, what people would call militia, that are going to be doing counter surveillance on Jade Helm, and they're going to be following the military.
Yeah.
Because they're upset about what's going on. That's the kind of action we need to take now.
Yeah, no, this is serious, folks. And like I said, we don't like to do shows that focus only on this because it can bum you out, it can frighten you, but from time to time we'd be remiss if we didn't report on this and acknowledge that this world is, you know, no one gets out of here alive. The question is how you live. What do you stand for? And are you willing to stand idly by while people do evil to those you know and love, or even those you don't know or don't love? Are you willing to stand up for a culture of life or remain quiet as a culture of death permeates? Well, we know what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box, each and every hump day with TMB. We got Dr. Irvin Sawney. We are hosted today in Phoenix, Arizona at Healthy Habit Health Foods, thanks to Dr. Dan Koontz. We're going to be back and we'll explain what happened to Bruce Jenner. Well, really.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to thank Dr. Dan Kuntz here in Phoenix, Arizona, for hosting us, my friend. You've been wonderful.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Doctor, and it's been great having you on the store.
Yeah, and TMB, if you ever make it to Phoenix, you got to say hi to Dr. Dan. Great, great guy, and really knowledgeable, and he's got a passion for the same thing we have a passion for.
Yeah, for sure. If I'm ever down there in Phoenix, I'll definitely stop by, Dr. Dan.
Please do. We appreciate it.
Yeah, wait till after the melting season.
Yeah, it'll have to be a few months down the road.
Hey, I teased a story about figuring out what happened to Bruce Jenner, because now he's Caitlyn, I think. And I honestly don't know if this is the reason, but I thought it was kind of a cute way to introduce a story about using hand sanitizers. We've been warning folks about the fact that a lot of these things contain benzyl alcohol, and they leave you with leaky hands, right? So you're actually more susceptible to infection because you wipe out the natural flora and, of course, the integrity of the epithelial layer by inflaming it with really corrosive elements. But this story, I don't know. TMB, am I being unreasonable here? I'm talking about turning a man into a woman. This is kind of what it's going to do.
Well, if this story is accurate, what it's telling us is that not only are these leaky hands going to pick up more bacteria and make you more susceptible to infection that way, but they're also going to allow your body to absorb more estrogens. And if that's true, then that could be one of the reasons we've got these hyper-feminized men today.
Yeah. Yeah, using hand sanitizer causes you to absorb 10,000% more emasculation chemicals that feminize men. The story's up at Natural News. Well, it should be linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Hand sanitizer causing skin to absorb 100 times more of the hormone-disrupting chemical bisphenol A, BPA, according to a study conducted by researchers from the University of Missouri and published in a journal recently. So this is no small thing, feminization of boys, feminization of men.
Well, you know, in the BPA, we know that's part of what's doing it. You've got this xenoestrogen in the plastics. And, you know, the interesting thing is, how many people have you seen today that have been drinking water out of a plastic bottle? Well, every one of those plastic bottles, unless it's BPA-free, which is very few of them, contain BPA. And when the water gets hot, it leaches into the water and you drink it, and that's a feminizing chemical.
Right.
Estrogen.
By the way, that's why I recommend you make your own water at home, filter it instead of buying the bottled water if you can avoid it. Obviously, it's one thing if they let those plastic bottles outgas for days or weeks before they fill it with water, but it's coming right off the line. They put good, clean water in even, and then it's corrupted because of the process there. Check out our good buddy Paul Berthier on Echo Water. You can get download a free ebook about it. That's robertswater.com. That's it, robertswater.com. Now, on this bisphenol A and leaky hands, things like that, if you want to hand sanitize, simple soap and water is just as effective. Or if you feel like you want to, you can use something like the silver hydrosol or the Sovereign Silver First Aid Gel. And that's not going to harm you. It's going to reduce inflammation, and it's not going to create leaky hands. It'll heal a leaky hand.
Well, yeah, that's a good choice. I mean, stay away from the sanitizers. Stay away from the estrogens if you best can. Stay away from the other feminizing chemicals that are in a lot of the cosmetics. And no, women aren't the only ones that take cosmetics, and they aren't the only ones that use the hand rubs. They've all got xenoestrogens in them. There's a lot of things, practical things that we can do to stay away from these. And it's not because you don't want to be hyperfeminized because you don't want to be like Bruce Jenner, which I definitely don't.
Gee, Ty, I thought she was your idol.
Maybe he used to be, but not anymore.
Right, but, I know.
From a cancer perspective, you want to stay away from them because of the fact that we have dozens of cancers that are linked to estrogen imbalances, and that's the real cancer perspective on it. Yeah,
exactly. And you know, men can get breast cancer too, and so that's a real issue when you're talking about messing with estrogen receptor sites.
Yeah, it's not just women. You're right.
Yeah, and it's usually more deadly for men because they don't think about it until it's way too late. But also remember, it is not your genes that cause breast cancer. It is not your breasts that cause breast cancer. It's these xenoestrogens, if you will, and pesticides and all of these things we're talking about, including the plastifiers in there. And that's why we focus so heavily on detoxification as a primary starting point for healing.
Yeah, it is. Detox is the primary starting point. That was one of the key elements of Dr. Buttard today when we interviewed him, is he always starts with detoxification. And as Dr. Dan Newsom always says, if you don't have the exits open, then you can't get rid of the toxin.
Right. Most important person in your community is the garbage man. And most important organ in your cellular community is the colon. When it shuts down, all bets are off. Good luck, my friend. TMB, thank you to Dr. Irvin Sani.
Thanks for everything, man. Great show as usual.
Thanks for Dr. Dan Kuntz as well. Thanks to all of y'all. Tell your friends the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty here 6 days a week. Because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.